Okay, so the election's over. Well, maybe not just yet, because we still have some votes pending, and it's going to shift on where the House and the Senate actually go to. They're expecting the House of Representatives to go to the Republicans, and now the Senate is kind of mixed, so we're going to wait for that to come in. But I do have a confession to make to you guys, or just something I got to say, is I'm going to stop estimating or assuming or predicting housing prices. So some of you guys might be like, woo, Dan, okay, you keep pumping FOMO because you keep pushing all this mortgage stuff. Well, here's what I want to say this. I'm not out there to explain to you guys if, you know, my teachings aren't here to explain, you know, is it a good time to buy? Is it not a good time to buy? It's like, you know, is it a good time, Dan? Is it a good time for me and my wife to have a child? I don't know. You know, so that's up to you personally. So it's kind of the same thing when it comes to buying a house. You're going to spend $200,000, $300,000, maybe $500,000. Don't listen to me, or don't listen to some YouTuber what you should be doing. You need to do your homework yourself. So I make a pledge to you guys. All I'm going to do is I should start making this called the Mortgage Minute, because I just want to give you the economic data out there, the news that's affecting mortgage rates. And then once or twice a week, I'm going to promote a mortgage product for those out there that probably don't even know half these programs exist. So I'm going to stay in my lane. And if you want to watch, you know, what's going on with the housing market in regards to prices and the number of units sold and everything else, please visit another site, because I'm not going to be your site going forward. I want to make sure you guys are financially set and know everything about real estate. And we're going to focus in on the financing piece of the puzzle. So that being said, let's go over to the economic news that we have today to see, you know, where the direction of mortgage rates are going to take today. Well, we have here, there's really nothing, but tomorrow is action packed. Look at tomorrow's events. We have CPI coming out. That's the consumer price index, AKA consumer inflation. And then we have how many people filed their first jobless benefits. Okay, so why is this important? This is probably one of the most important days in the mortgage industry for years and years and years. And the reason being is two reasons. What you're seeing on your screen right now is inflation and jobs. What is the Federal Reserve's mandate? Why were they created? Well, they were created for two purposes: to keep inflation or prices in check, and to keep jobs at full employment in the United States. Well, look at tomorrow's news. We have inflation news and we have jobs news. So this is a very, very important information for the Federal Reserve, because they're coming out in December making another judgment call on what they should do in regards to inflation. Do they need to continue to increase rates to cure the inflation that we have? Or are these numbers starting to come back in check? So if we see a CPI number that's flat, well, it's probably you're going to have some neutrality in the markets, okay? But if the number comes in hot, you're hearing it right now, the stock market is going to plummet and mortgage rates are going to spike, making housing even more unaffordable. But let's just say the CPI number starts to cool. So what happens then? Well, we really don't know, because there's another report coming out in December prior to the Federal Reserve's meeting on CPI as well. So is the CPI tomorrow, you know, is it an inflection point on what the Federal Reserve's going to do? Kind of, but the December number is also going to take a role in what their decision is. Well, some good news that we have so far right here is if one of the Federal Reserve board members sits on the board and does have voting rights. So there are Fed members that have voting rights and there are some that do not. Well, he's saying that we're starting to see some of the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve is watching are already starting to kind of come back a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. Okay, so let me put some of this in the context. The Federal Reserve is doing what they're doing to basically cure inflation, but what they're focused in on, that they have a factor that they control to a point. It's called the federal funds rate. So when you see the Federal Reserve raising rates, actually what they're doing is they're raising rates on the federal funds level, okay? They're not doing it anything anywhere else. They don't really control credit card rates and personal loans and so forth. They control the federal funds rate, right? So right now, the economists in Wall Street's trying to figure out where are they trying to push this number to, because the previous number was 4.6, but now a lot of analysts are saying they need to move that number up to 5.25. So let me put this in the context. Currently, the federal funds rate is around 3.75 to 4%. Okay, so let's say we're at 4% right here. We need to know what the Federal Reserve, their target goal is to where they need to move rates up to. So again, if it's 4.65 or 6 right here, as you're seeing on your screen, they only need to make maybe one more adjustment. But if the economists, they're coming out saying it might be go to 5.25, well, that means we have to go from 4 or 3.75 to 5.25. That's a 1.5, you know, adjustment from 3.75 or 1.25 adjustment from 4, so they have more room to work. So that's why tomorrow's numbers are huge. It's going to tell us what the Federal Reserve is going to do. And ultimately, as they raise rates, rates across all industries are going to go up. So that is the biggest pivot point right now of what's going on with housing, is mortgage rates got so high, it made housing unaffordable for a lot of people. So what's the stock market and everything else like, you know, likes this news or not? Well, the Dow Jones is down almost 200 points and the NASDAQ's down almost 100. The reason being is, well, the election results still aren't in, and people are kind of sitting on pins and needles to figure out what's going on there. So let's get over to the headline news on where we have mortgage rates. What you're seeing on your screen right now is what's happening to the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. What you're seeing right now on your screen is the price of that bond. So let me do this in its simplest terms. I do this every day. As this number goes down, that means the price of the bond is going down. What happens to the yield or the rate? Well, it goes up. Let me make this make sense for you in just its simplest terms. So let's say I have a bond, right? And I want to show you how a higher price means that yields are coming down and a lower price means yields are going up. So we have a bond, and it's, in this case, it's a mortgage-backed security bond that matures next year. And that bond price is $100 that I'm going to get back. So in a year's time, I'm going to get $100 back. All right. So let's look at this. If today I pay you a low price, so let's say today I give you $50 and then next year you give me my $100 back. What was my rate of return? Well, I basically doubled my money. So I got 100% rate of return, 100% yield. Okay. So at $50, a low price, I got 100% yield. Okay. So let's drive the price up all the way to $100. Okay. So now I give you $100 today. And then next year, you give me my $100 back. And you're like, damn, that's not a good investment because you didn't get any returns. You just got your money back. Right. So my yield is zero. So you or my mortgage rate in that case would be zero. So you just see how if the price goes up, the yields come down. So we love when the prices go up, but you very rarely see that. So that's basically how the bond market works. What I want to show you here is the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing a house. Now, don't get nervous. These aren't my rates. These are the national average. So you might come back and say, Dan, I did fantastic. I got a rate at 6.75. Well, you might be putting a lot of money down and you might have a fantastic credit score. Or you might come back and say, Dan, my rate's 7.75. Why is that? Well, you might have bad credit and not putting as much money down. So that's what we're trying to teach you guys on this channel. There's a lot of pieces of this puzzle that can be manipulated to get you a lower rate or a higher rate. And those things are up to you. Maybe you get better credit. You know, let's work on getting you more credit or better credit. Fixing that credit is maybe your debts or you don't have enough money to put down. Well, within inflation numbers, I know it's tough, but maybe you using a student loan deferment package or your student loan relief packages, and I just did a video on that. You can check that out right here on how you guys, if you have student loans out there, maybe if they're $75,000 or more, how you can cut those payments maybe in half. So check out that video. You'll be very informed. So that's my new format. I hope you guys like it. Please don't let me pigeonhole myself and go down that rabbit hole again, talking about the housing prices and house sales and everything else. If we do live events, I'd be more than happy to answer those questions. But guys, on reality, I don't know. Nobody knows, nor does the Fed. So I'll leave it at that. So thanks for watching. If you find value in my channel, please don't forget to give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. Hit the bell. Every time I post a video, you get an alert. God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.